From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, Karen Weaver is at the center of one of the nation's most devastating tragedies. That is the Flint water crisis. So she took office last November running on a platform, Tom, that accused the incumbent mayor of being in support of changes that led to the crisis. And she also called for an investigation. Now she spends the majority of her time dealing with a crisis that many say may be impossible to solve. I'm going inside her story with Karen Weaver, the mayor of Flint, Michigan. Good morning, Mayor Weaver.
Good morning.
You know, let me ask you first, you've come up with a plan recently that deals with pipe replacement in the city of Flint, which is going to cost a lot of money. Why hasn't that started yet? Not your plan in particular, but, you know, we've known about this. Officials have known about this crisis for some time. Why is it taking so long to work towards a solution?
Well, you know, actually, I don't know how long I can. We can say they've known about it for a long time, but really it didn't get acknowledged until almost October of last year, because for over a year it was denied, even though the people were crying out that there was a problem. It was denied by officials. So that's part of what's taken so long. It wasn't until Virginia Tech and the medical community spoke out that our voices were heard, and then they said, yes, the problem with the water. But until October almost, nobody said anything at an official level.
Is it a situation that's getting better? When we first started hearing about this nationally in the media, we heard that 100,000 people had been poisoned, around those numbers. Is it getting better? Is it worse than what's being reported?
Well, it's getting better because it has been acknowledged and we've been able to put some things in place. However, what's been put in place is Band-Aids. We are using bottled water and we're using filters. And that's not a solution. It's a temporary fix, and it's not a good one. It's getting better also because we're getting ready to start doing the putting in new pipes, and that should be starting next week.
Oh, good.
New pipes starting next week.
All right.
That's right.
Good. That's a big point. You know, filmmaker Michael Moore, who's from Flint, Michigan, said recently that he thinks it's pointless for people to send bottled water. Do you agree with that? He said the problem is just too big.
No, I don't agree with that, because in the meantime, people live here and we have to drink water and we have to use water. And if we don't use bottled water, what would we do? It's not a permanent solution and we're not happy with that. But in the meantime, until it's addressed, we need bottled water and we need filters. So,
yeah.
And that's why I've been so adamant about the solution is new pipes. And that's what we're getting ready to start with.
And is that what we can do for you, Your Honor, for the city? Those of us outside looking on and trying, just feeling kind of helpless still. Is that
how can we help?
You know, well, this helps us. One of the things we've said is that we have to keep this in the national spotlight. We have to do that, because what happened in Flint should happen to no community. And if people don't learn from Flint, and we have failed. So we have to keep this story out there. We want people to know that until this gets addressed, we have to keep the pressure on and we have to hold people accountable. One of the things we've talked about is people have said they want to send water. We've told them, some people want to send tangible items. We've told them the orange juice, with calcium-enriched orange juice, developmental and educational toys for our kids would be helpful. We're looking for books for young kids. Looking for, things for that fresh fruit and vegetables. That's a really big thing for us, because we don't have any grocery stores. We have about 2 grocery stores in the city.
Mm.
And so people that have been exposed to this lead diet need things that are high in iron and calcium.
Mm.
And so those are the things we need. But we need this kept out there. We have got to put the pressure on not only the state to come up with money, but the federal government as well.
Hmm.
We need money to fix this. If we fix the infrastructure, then we'll be okay. But we can't forget about the services and support that those kids and families that didn't deserve
the
for this to happen deserve as a result of what happened. And so those are, we need money to fix those things. So we need to keep this story out there.
Ms. Mayor, when you were on last with us and Roland, you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that the filters don't do anything to get the lead out.
Well, it depends, and that's why we have to get the pipe fixed. There are certain, if your lead is below a certain level, the filters do work. But if it's above a certain level, they don't. And that's very confusing to the people.
You just can't go out and buy any filters.
Right. So we shouldn't have to say, okay, what's my lead level? The filters work for me, but they don't work for my neighbor next door who may have a higher one. It's very confusing. And so that's why what we're going to do is start with those high-priority homes, those homes where we know we have pregnant women, where we know we have kids under six, where we know we have, you know, people with compromised immune systems. That's where we're going to get started with the new pipe.
Well, Mayor, is there one particular brand of a filter that works for all levels?
No, and that's it. You know, they work to a certain level, but then after that, you know, they don't. And some of our houses, as we've been doing the testing, some of them test at a level that is so high that no filter will work. And that's the problem. And you know, for to build the confidence back up and for the psychological well-being of our community, the only way people will be satisfied and believe that this issue has been taken care of is if we get new pipes. You know, it's not only affected us as far as being able to drink the water and cook with it and bathe in it, but if you look at what it's done as far as economics in the city of Flint, you know, we've lost people as a result of this. They've moved away or they haven't moved in. Some businesses have had to close. And so for the economic well-being of the city as well, we've got to get new pipes.
Do you have enough people on hand to help you replace these pipes and put in the new ones, take out the old and put in the new?
Well, we will. And what we're going to do is, once, like I said, we'll start with those high-priority houses. And while that's going on, we're going to be vetting engineering companies. But we also want to make sure we have people right here in the Flint community that are trained to help with some of these things, because that will be jobs for people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that we've talked about. Even with giving this water out, we've had the National Guard come in, and that's helpful initially to jumpstart things. But I'd rather be paying our own people to distribute water. We need to be part of the solution to fixing our own city.
And so are you hiring people in Flint to dig up the pipes? Are you hiring now?
We're going to be starting that. What we're going to do is we're going to work with Lansing is where this has been happening, where they've been removing lead pipes for quite some time, and they have the expertise. So they're working with our people in our water department, and they're going to get started, and they're going to be training people while that happens. So that will be starting, like I said, next week. And then we'll be looking to hire for all kinds of different jobs, not only because we're still going to have to distribute water throughout this phase. And that was why I was saying bottled water is still important for us.
Mayor Weaver, what about the high water bills that people are having to
deal
with?
Well, you know what? That's so interesting you bring that up, because when I first was thinking about running, which was a couple of years ago, that was the issue. And even and that was the issue for such a long time, because our water rates had been raised illegally. And that was the water issue initially, was the rate. Why are we paying so much for water? And so then it became, why are we paying so much for water that we can't use?
That's poisoned, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And they're not using the water.
Right. We use
but
the water.
But the bills continue to come.
To flush your toilets. I mean, you know, so we use it for those kinds of things, but we can't use it for consumption. And some people can't use it to bathe because there are things in there that irritate some people. It was one of the first things we noticed, in addition to it being brown, stinky, and, you know, tasting funny, was some people developed skin rashes. Some people were losing hair.
Could we see those bills? Could we see those bills, you know, forgiven, and people maybe given money back from bills that they've paid in the past? Is that possible?
Or to pay for their medical bills?
Right. That's what we're trying to work out right now, is because Snyder has put some money aside for that, but it will probably be in credits, and there may be some checks that go out. And that's what we're sitting down trying to negotiate at this present time.
That's the governor of Michigan.
Yeah, because, you know, I was reading, Mayor Weaver, that there are dozens of lawsuits now, some that name the city of Flint as defendants now trying to get their money back. And you know, there was a lawyer in Michigan that suggested maybe that the government should set up some kind of victims fund that would pay damages, pay health bills, you know, refund some of this water bill money. And maybe that would keep people from pursuing the hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits that they're there that have been filed. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think a victims fund, as they've done with oil spills and things like that, with 9/11, would be the way to go?
That's fair.
Well, something has to happen because we know the city of Flint can't afford it, and nor should the city of Flint be responsible for that. You know, that's something that we did not have a say-so when it came to switching. We had an emergency manager that was in when all of these decisions were made.
So right.
If you're going to say you're responsible, then pay for it.
Well, Mayor.
Yes.
You know our prayers are with you and all the residents of Flint. We love you, and please stay in touch and keep us up to date. Let us know how we can continue to support you with water. And I like that idea about the fruits and vegetables and the calcium-enriched orange juice for the family. And we're gonna organize something. And God bless you. And God bless
Flint, Michigan.
And
stay strong.
Can I give a shout out to Tougaloo College, where I went to school?
Oh, yes, Tougaloo! Ma'am. Yes.